Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of January. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Ken Kessler, the French foreign minister, Mr. Fabius. Pierre, do you know Laurent Fabius?
Of course I do.
Wait, what's his first name?
His name is Laurent.
What else is wrong with you? You did not get that.
On my accent, Pierre. Sorry.
He's known as the Fabulous Fabius. Reflected the sentiments of a lot of people around the world who actually, this is pretty serious, the unity rallies in Paris and across the country, millions of people responding to last week's terror attacks. I thought it was interesting that the Palestinian leader went there as well. A lot of people are now saying we've had enough.
Yep.
So, Jennifer, because you weren't with us last week and you weren't heard on this, I'll let you start with the go around the table. By the way, congratulations, Rich. You're in the minority today.
How's that?
You're the only one on the East Coast. The rest of us are all on the West Coast.
Hey, listen, from the icy, snowy mid-Atlantic, we welcome you to the East Coasters.
All right, so Jen, what sort of conversation have you had about this in the past week, the situation that exists because of the Paris gunman killing these 12 people, the militants, the extremists, the accomplices, all the people who are waging war on what is sanity, and now the rest of the world seems to be getting sane and saying that enough is enough.
I think probably the two most important things that, or the things I've learned this week, the linguistics are really important. I mean, these people are talking about being in a jihad with us, and I think it's time, and I think most people agree that it's time to start acknowledging that this is a religious war and that these people are willing to kill in the name of God. That's very, very dangerous, and I think we have to start treating it as that and not necessarily these like nutty one-off attacks, because I think these kind of things are going to happen more and more. But I think probably the most interesting thing that I learned, and I've continued to hear about over the weekend, is how France let these no-go zones happen for so long. I mean, since the 90s, the Muslims have been colonizing outside of Paris in these zones where they're operating under Sharia law, and the law enforcement doesn't even go in there.
Really?
Is that something that's new that's going to happen here in the States? I mean, that's what's really scary. Is they have these colonies. There's multiple. It's not just one. There are multiple colonies. I think I heard like 13, 18, something like that, outside of Paris where the cops do not enter and Sharia law is the law of the land.
I'm going to bet that if that's the case, that it won't be the case for...
How can it be? I mean, I think it started in the 90s when the Muslims came from, like, Algeria, and they did a lot of moving over to France, and it's like, how does that happen?
But see, this is where the United States has kind of been falling into this trap, not to that extent, of course, but, I mean, back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, everybody came here, and sure, there was the Italian neighborhood, the Irish neighborhood, the Puerto Rican neighborhood, the black neighborhood, all that stuff. But everybody assimilated to become an American.
Right. That was the goal, was to be an American.
Yeah. And that's the whole reason they came. And now you have it to where I don't really, America is kind of second, and I want my own thing, and I'm going to live in this community, and we're all going to, and to the point where you start ignoring the law of the land that you've adopted.
Well, and I think that's the real danger, though, Rich and Doug. And I'm curious to think what you say about this, because I think with this emphasis on the police being very PC and not profiling anymore, and there's all this intense pressure after Ferguson. It's like, is this the future that was going to happen?
I mean, I think Europe has kind of been getting hit harder than we have with regard to how these people live and assimilate in the community. I mean, we remember the rise in France 10 years ago, people having backlash to the Muslim community, the Muslim community not being happy that they were being acknowledged or that they weren't being acknowledged. I don't think we see that to that extent here, do we?
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. Let's go to Facebook.com or Twitter, Kenny, and get I'm looking at somebody who is who's posted on my personal Facebook page the following. Eric Holder, top U.S. official, no shows at Paris Unity Rally, U.S. Attorney General in Paris for a terrorism summit with the French president, did not join the world leaders like Mrs. Merkel and Mr. Cameron and Mr. Netanyahu and Mr. Abbas for the march and rally that drew over a million people. Why were they not in attendance? Good question.
I mean, you would think John Kerry would jump on a plane and head over there.
Kerry's there. No, Kerry's there.
He's there.
He's
and
there.
Still didn't go.
Well, I don't know whether he went. I'm looking at the list of what was posted on this Facebook post. Kenny, what do you have?
No, Kerry didn't go.
Well, he didn't go to the rally, but he's in Paris. That much I'm pretty sure of. So, Kenny, what's the scoop from your perspective? Or at least the perspective of people who are following us on Twitter at, let's see here, Twitter at Gooday, Facebook.com/Gooday Show.
I think Kenny's connection is dropping out because they're doing work on his line.
He's busy in France, actually.
Yeah. Yes, he is, right. All right, well, anyway, food for thought. Something else that's going on today is the launch of SpaceX, or at least the second try. Or have they gone already? Did they go?
I don't know. But we're supposed to talk to our guy down there, John.
We'll get to John in a moment. John Harper, who is the manager and owner of our affiliate in Melbourne, WMEL, which is on the Space Coast, in a moment here on Good Day, 13 past the hour.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information equal housing lender license law 56 and unless number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards.
for shopping. Happy me year? It's happy you year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/you year for details.
It's 16 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, John Harper from WMEL, our affiliate on the Space Coast, and long time. When I say long time, John, I mean long time.
But he's only 29.
Yeah, right. He was in diapers when I first went on that radio station.
That's right.
Very nice.
I like that, but it has been a long time. You're right.
It has been a long time. All right. So, and it seemed like a long time. I was sort of out of pretty much everything over the weekend and wasn't watching as this flawless takeoff took place Saturday morning. Describe it for us, John, will you?
It was an early morning, that's for sure, when we had the SpaceX launch of the Dragon spacecraft this past Saturday morning at 4:40 in the morning. And it was a perfect liftoff. There were no technical issues, no weather issues, finally, and we were able to get this off on time with the spacecraft on its way to the International Space Station. One of the interesting parts of the launch, however, was the landing, first time ever attempt of the first stage of the rocket on a barge located off the coast of Jacksonville in the Atlantic Ocean. As SpaceX indicated, the landing was hard, and it really wasn't considered a success, but it was an interesting attempt to land that first stage. And I'm sure SpaceX is going to be trying this again in the future because it saves a lot of money for the company, and I'm sure others are watching this with great interest as well.
PayPal founder Elon Musk is the brains and the money behind this. Was he there?
Yes, he's been here for every launch. He's very active and takes a great interest in what's going on. So, yeah, he's always here, and he sends out tweets and messages before the launch and after the launch. And one of his tweets was when we were looking for this first stage to land on the barge, his tweet was, "We hit it hard." And it just didn't work this time. And they figured there was a 50-50 chance that they would land successfully on the barge. But it was a great attempt, and they're going to be trying this again. And they'll be watching this with great interest. And, again, it saves a lot of money.
So if landing on the barge it didn't work, that means whatever they were trying to save got destroyed, and they have to build whatever.
Yeah.
You said the second stage of it, I think. What's the second stage?
It was the first stage.
First
stage, yeah. And it just came down hard. But it was the first time ever of this type of an attempt with a launch of a rocket. It kind of harkens back to the days of landing men on the moon, that type of event where it was untried and people didn't know how it was going to result. But this time it just didn't work out. But again, I think they were pleased with the fact that they were able to line up with the barge. They were able to align themselves, the rocket, that is, with the barge.
Yep.
And they just came down too hard. So it was not considered a success.
A few seconds with thoughts of the old NASA days when there were thousands and thousands of people working at Cape Kennedy. Are these people all working? Do some of these people come back to work for this guy? And is everything taking place pretty much on the same launcher that sent so many Americans into space?
Good question, Doug. No, for the most part, mission control for SpaceX is conducted in Hawthorne, California. It is not in Houston, and as far as the number of workers here with SpaceX, it's a lot less than in the days of NASA.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the good news is there's a lot of activity now taking place at the Kennedy Space Center, and we're looking forward to good things in the future.
John Harper, keep us in touch with what's going on in Florida Space Coast from WMEL.
A little over over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Blending music. I like that. The theory, that's it?
Oh, no, there's plenty more.
The best original score from a motion picture came from The Theory of Everything, the story of Stephen Hawking, in the Golden Globes last night. Winners, best motion picture drama was Boyhood, musical or comedy, The Grand Budapest Hotel, drama, TV, The Affair, TV, best TV series, musical or comedy was Transparent, best miniseries or motion picture made for TV, Fargo, best actor in a motion picture drama, Eddie Redmayne in The Theory of Everything. Best actor in a motion picture comedy or musical, Michael Keaton in Birdman. He got choked up last night when he was accepting his award.
Some of the career's back. He's happy.
Yeah, of course he is. Why not? The hosts of the program are Tina Fey and Amy Poehler again. Here they joke about the North Korean threat against the interview.
Very funny.
Oh, this was funny.
Tonight we celebrate all the great television shows that we know and love, as well as all the movies that North Korea was okay with. That's right. The biggest story in Hollywood this year was when North Korea threatened an attack if Sony Pictures released The Interview, forcing us all to pretend we wanted to see it. North Korea referred to The Interview as absolutely intolerable and a wanton act of terror. Even more amazing, not the worst review the movie got.
Here, Tina Fey jokes about George Clooney and his wife.
George Clooney married Amal Alamuddin this year. Amal is a human rights lawyer who worked on the Enron case, was an advisor to Kofi Annan regarding Syria, and was selected for a 3-person UN commission investigating rules of war violations in the Gaza Strip. So tonight, her husband is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Here, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler joke about some of the nominated movies.
Let's talk about these great movies.
Yes.
The Theory of Everything. Wonderful movie this year. Yes. It combines the two things that audiences love, a crippling nerve disease and super complicated math. Selma. In the 1960s, thousands of black people from all over America came together with one common goal, to form Sly and the Family Stone. But the movie Selma is about the American Civil Rights Movement that totally worked and now everything's fine.
I didn't see the show because I was on an airplane.
This last cut I did see, and yeah. it was pretty in your face.
All right, so go ahead. They're taking a shot at Bill Cosby. Yeah.
Into the Woods stars Meryl Streep. Meryl plays a witch who sends the townspeople on a magical quest to collect the items she needs to win another Golden Globe. Into the Woods, Cinderella runs from her prince, Rapunzel is thrown from a tower for her prince, and Sleeping Beauty just thought she was getting coffee with Bill Cosby. No, actually, on the news today, but Bill Cosby has finally spoken out about the allegations against him. Cosby admitted to a reporter, "I put the pills in the people. The people did not want the pills in them." No, Tina, that's not right. That's not right. It's more like, "I got the pills in the bathroom, but I put them in the people." You're right. It's got to be like, "I put the pills in the hoagie." Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Wow. Meanwhile, Bill Cosby's stand-up in Hamilton, Ontario, disrupted by protesters on Friday night. He had been on stage only a few minutes when he praised the protesters outside the theater for suffering the harsh winter weather to say what they believed in. Then when he began his stand-up act, 30 women stood up in the audience and removed their coats to reveal T-shirts with the words, "We believe the women."
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with David Korn of Mother Jones and David Frum of The Atlantic. Coming right up. Since you two work at major print publications, what do you think about the big shakeup at the New Republic?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for David Korn and David Frum. After a new digitally oriented owner of the New Republic came in, a lot of traditional reporters and editors have fled. Will there be a new Republic, or is this a death knell?
The New Republic had an historic mission. It represented the more conservative part of the Democratic Party. Liberal at home, hawkish abroad. I think one of the reasons that magazine fell into trouble was because there isn't a constituency for that kind of politics anymore in the Democratic Party. And the parties generally are more cohesive than they used to be. That also means they're more conformist than they used to be. And there's just less patience inside each for the kind of gadfly intellectual thinking that was the specialty of the New Republic at its best.
But you know, the New Republic over the years also did a lot of good journalism, although they wrote things back, particularly back in the 80s, that I disagreed with strongly. And so I am hoping, even though a lot of people left are pals of mine and who I respect greatly, that somehow this institution rights itself.
Well said by both. And my guess is the New Republic will live with a brand name and legacy like that.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasian. We are GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Now, 27 before the new hour, Monday, the 12th of January, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jennifer is here. Richie is here. The poll over the weekend was pretty much the same in terms of how we present this. Every week, the end of the week, we had come up with a top 10 talk topics of the week and then see if you agree with the findings of the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is the most important story to you. 31% of you agreed with us that it was the massacre in Paris. And then as it trickled down from there, 15% said the new Congress, 14% said the presidential prospects. I can't understand how people are so wrapped up in this political bull crap. 11% the Keystone Pipeline. I can understand why I'd be wrapped up in that. Let's see, what other ones? The cold snap. We seem to have snapped ourselves out of the cold snap to a point anyway. Richie, what's
that's because you're in California.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that happens when you fly west.
That's what happened. Oh, okay. I got that now. That's very good. Yes.
You know, when they were calling here in D.C. area for wintry mix, slushy kind of thing, it's just starting to hit now, but it's not too bad.
All right. In terms of football, you're pretty much on top of all of those things.
All weekend.
And our poll this week,
the
poll today, which is your pick to go all the way and win
Green
the Super
Bay.
Bowl.
Yeah,
Green Bay is A, Indianapolis is B, the Patriots C, Seattle Seahawks D. Richie doesn't like any of them.
No.
Oh, you do? Which one do you like?
Green Bay.
I like the Packers. I like Seattle.
Seattle's awful. Are you
Colts like I could care less about, and your Patriots I could care less about.
I got to go Colts and Packers. Packers all the way. I can't believe you like Seattle, Rich. They're like
Seattle.
Watching street thugs play football.
Yeah, I know, but they were my Russell Wilson was my fantasy quarterback, and he did me well.
They're
so
gross. No, right. They're disgusting.
And
I'm so sad that Peyton Manning looks like he's done. He looks cooked.
He's, well, you know, the guy's got the most playoff losses of any quarterback, so, you know, it's
All right.
Big game tonight, though, Dougie.
What's the big game tonight?
Ohio against Alabama. No, not Alabama. Ohio against Oregon.
Yes.
Too much emphasis on college football.
A lot.
888-302-3684. U.S. wages, according to a report that came out over the weekend, are lagging Why are they lagging? There is a surge in job growth, but not in pay. The unemployment rate is going down.
It's doing a lot more of workers than lagging. It's falling.
Well, this is part-time stuff versus full-time stuff.
Right.
And the reason there are so many part-time jobs is because of Obamacare. If it weren't for Obamacare, there wouldn't be so many part-time jobs.
Because they have to keep it at 30 hours.
Anybody watched 60 Minutes last night?
Well, I think that's changed.
It hasn't.
The vote was taken, but it doesn't.
Right.
Did they get a veto?
They will, of course, but they took the vote last week to make it 40 hours, which it should be. Whoever heard of a 30-hour work
foolish
week?
All right.
Here on Forbes this morning,
you're
talking about 60 Minutes last night. 60 Minutes just called Obamacare a disaster.
It is.
Here's what they didn't tell you. But they basically talked about how it didn't do anything to fix overrun medical costs from the hospitals, how hospitals are just cleaning up, right? Because basically Obama was told that you will never, ever, ever get the lobbyists to sign on to this. So the insurance, the hospitals, and the doctors all got a pass.
Huh?
On Obamacare. So
wait, hold on.
Prices still run amok.
Wait a minute. This is part of the interview on 60 Minutes with whom? Who's the focus of the interview?
The guy was Stephen Brill. He wrote a book on Obamacare.
Yeah, and he got his knowledge how? He researched it?
He researched
part of it?
Yeah.
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 And what's his axe? Is he grinding an axe?
Against Obamacare.
Yeah.
But he says he blames the Republicans and the Democrats for passing it through.
I mean, it's not like he's
some crazy right winger against Obama. He's against Obamacare because it didn't do any of the things that the health care reform promised it would do. That's what he's against.
It has done nothing except give access to some people affordable insurance, that is affordable health care in the sense that the insurance takes care of some of what may be ailing you. What you have just said is something that certainly I've been saying, a lot of other people have been saying that a lot smarter than me, that it doesn't, this country is sick.
It didn't fix anything.
In terms of health care and what you can do with your dollar to get service. We have terrific hospitals, we have terrific doctors, we have terrific services and knowledge, but we don't have anymore the ability to get people who have devoted a lot of time in school, who have a practice that they build up. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the four doctors on the staff here on this Good Day program, will tell you, and the rest of them, because they're all specialists and they all have their own clinics, will tell you the same thing as well. Most of what they get for business now, other than what they have to take in some circumstances for Medicare, is all private clients, all people who can write a check and have whatever the needs are taken care of.
Get a PPO. When Obamacare passed, get a PPO.
When you're talking about doctors taking private clients, they did have one interesting part to the story. I think it was the University of Pennsylvania Medical Center, something like this, some Pittsburgh hospital, big, huge, largest employer in the whole state of Pennsylvania, 62,000 employees.
Wow.
They have started their own insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
So here is the hospital, massive hospital system, that created their own insurance. So the insurance the doctors have no incentive to kill their own insurance company on the pricing.
Or kill their patients.
Well, basically, and the guy kind of had a point. He's like, listen, by doing this, we are able to provide cheaper service because there's no incentive for the doctors for the hospital to try and take shots at the insurance company because we're all one company and they don't want to kill the profits of their own company.
For years and years and years and years, I have been saying this was nothing. If you look at the three people who are basically responsible for the verbiage in the bill, Billy Towson, who was a congressman from Louisiana, became the chief lobbyist for the insurance companies. That goofball from MIT, whose name I can't remember, who remembers? He begins with a G.
The one who said Americans
Jonathan
are stupid.
Gruber.
Right, Gruber.
Gruber,
Gruber, yep. And another one of that ilk. Not one doctor, not one professional from the medical world, not anybody
academia,
who had anything to do with medicine per se, had anything to do with the bill. It was all written by the insurance companies, and it was for their benefit.
Here's what Stephen Brill's quote is about the Affordable Care Act. It was born from an orgy of lobbying.
Uh-huh. Right. That's exactly right. And Obama was beholden to them because look at how much money they gave to his campaign first time around, second time around.
And
you see what runs politics and runs the country is money. Follow the money. It's this kind of stuff. And once again, you get it in the heart, literally as well as figuratively.
I had to watch every employee in our company here at Radio America pay anywhere from $200 to $400 more a month for their health care this year.
Yep.
Tried everything.
One of us who has come out of this well is Kenny Kessler, who is in a program in California that has worked for him. I've not heard anybody else.
Yeah, me too.
Anybody. Nobody. 888-302-3684. If you've had good luck, good experience getting
if you love Obamacare,
if you like it, if you have gotten
the greatest thing since Swiss cheese.
Whatever. No, I mean, we won't put you. This is not about putting you down. This is just about understanding who has had good luck. I hear a lot of people who didn't have insurance before, they have it fine, but now they say, oh, I didn't know it was going to be this expensive.
My rates went up, right. Yeah, and I'm curious if Ken's rates went up this year.
No, it didn't. I asked him that before. All right, 888-302-3684. The Supreme Court is going to hear arguments this week in a case that considers whether employers can defend discrimination lawsuits by asserting that government lawyers did not try hard enough to settle claims before they went to court. Most of you who are in business for yourself know that the government is the one, the entity that brings these cases as to whether or not you have discriminated in hiring. That is, you don't have enough black people, you don't have enough this minority, that minority. And here we go again down that really long, dusty trail of not hiring the best people for the job, but hiring who basically the government says you got to hire. It's more government. When in the world, we look at this stuff with Obamacare, you look at the way the country has become basically a camp of part-time workers, and it's all because of government malfeasance. Misrepresentation, it just is the same. I get so tired.
I just heard the other day we've added more jobs this year than any year in the last 15 years. Yippee, right?
Right.
Well, unfortunately, most of the jobs are making $8 an hour. Yeah.
Yeah. Minimum wage. Now the minimum wage is up $9 an hour.
Yeah.
Or if it's easier for the math, $10 an hour.
So more people lost their jobs who were making $15 and $20 and $25 an hour that are now working, that now got new jobs. Making $7 and $8 and $10 an hour.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Supreme Court, if they decide what is good for business, will foil the government's suits over all of these bias cases. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffens' Good Day program at 16 before the hour.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morn and win.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030. What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
At 13 before the hour, you're listening to the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. Little faux pas, this reminds me of an episode of Newsroom. It's kind of one of those things where, CNN reporter Chris Cuomo was working on the story from Paris of the gunmen and describing them, and he was on with Anderson Cooper. Here's how he was describing the situation.
We're also being told, as you see on your screen, 3 hostage takers dead. That calculus, as far as we know at this point, are the 2 brothers who were taken out in a separate assault, in a separate standoff in an industrial area, and the African-American man who'd been pictured as a suspect in a separate shooting yesterday.
Not American, the man of African descent.
Right, African descent, thank you. Right. Sorry, Anderson. And who was the other person who was killed? We don't know. We also...
Anderson's about to... His head's going to explode.
Why is every black person on the face exactly. Of the planet. Exactly. Why is everybody so afraid to call them black?
Black.
They're black.
Call me white. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
it's the French guy.
Yeah.
Who happens to be black.
All right. The the world of wisdom today... For those of you who are suffering, as has been the circumstance, with pipes being frozen, cars that wouldn't start, people that don't want to go outside because it's just awful, people with remote car starters are so happy because they sit in their kitchen, they sip their coffee with a car warmer.
Oh, we have one. It's great, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not good. And I'll tell you why. It's this belief that engines need to warm up before you hop in the car on days when the temperature is cold. There's a Vanderbilt University paper that was written finding most Americans think a car ought to idle for at least 5 minutes before it's driven. That is wrong-go, and here's why. This misconception, if you want to call it that, has roots in truth, because cars built prior to the 1980s did need time to warm up. I certainly remember, you know, that back in the 50s, if you will.
Yeah, it was a thing, I remember.
40s,
yeah.
50s, 60s. But in the 1980s, automakers switched out carburetors for these fuel injection systems, which regulate the ratio of air to fuel that reaches your engine. Carburetor needed warm-up time in order to get the right mix of fuel. That's why you had a choke. When you pulled the choke out, some of the old trucks I have on the farm that are gas powered, you got to have a choke in order to mix the air and the fuel. But the fuel injection system relies on oxygen sensors to do that. Therefore, any car built after 1990, let's say, the last car with a carburetor sold in the U.S. was a Subaru. It only needs 30 seconds.
Yeah, but you're missing the point.
I'm not finished with the point yet. 30 seconds to reach ready-to-drive conditions. Both the engine and the interior of your car will warm up faster when the car is driven, according to those who look at this. So, all right, what's my point?
You're driving the car within 30 seconds, you still have a frosty windshield.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Not
and
you.
I don't care what you do. The oil is still frozen and cold, sitting there in 20-degree or 70-degree heat.
Pressure.
So warm your oil up before it goes running through the motor.
I don't agree. 51 after the hour.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on Doug Steffens. Good day. Richie and Jennifer and I have several reviews, if you will, from the Consumer Electronics Show last week in Las Vegas. First, though, let's get to Shelley Palmer in a moment, who's our daily reporter. We'll talk with you today about Amazon's program to donate to charity with every purchase you make. Something new, and we'll find out how it'll work and how it'll more specifically work for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, did you know that Amazon will donate money to charity from every purchase you make? It's a program called Amazon Smile, and it doesn't cost you anything to sign up. The best part about it? You get to pick the charity. Amazon Smile has been around since October, and you can kick off the charitable giving simply by going to smile.amazon.com when you're ready to shop online. Amazon has recently begun re-emphasizing the program to encourage more charitable giving by prominently featuring messages on its homepage reminding shoppers of the Amazon Smile program. The only catch? The message only appears to customers who have visited the Amazon Smile site before. If you want to get involved, head to smile.amazon.com, choose the charity you'd like Amazon to donate to, and you're all set. And to make sure you never make an Amazon purchase that doesn't give a little kickback to charity, download a browser plugin like Smile Always for Google Chrome that automatically redirects you to Smile whenever you go to Amazon. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to shelleypalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
You could save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Call 800-947-AUTO. Apple and the App Store seen a record $500 million in revenue.
Yeah.
Just since the beginning of the year, yep. Record sales for the year projected as Apple moves into yet another high plateau. They have helped create 1 million jobs, mainly through the mobile apps that they have
right.
in certain stores, or their stores, the ones that they carry in their stores, I guess, as well.
Is it something like $5 billion in revenue created by the App Store in the last year or something like that? It's yeah. just it's unbelievable.
So what are the apps that they approach or can be used for most anything, right? The apps that...
Let me see. How many apps? Somebody,
didn't we talk about this? 460,000 apps.
A lot.
475,000 right now.
Yeah.
Woo. 13 billion paid to developers so far.
Good for them. In just a couple of years, automakers have become a centerpiece at the Consumer Electronics Show, introducing models brimming with applications and connectivity. Ford Motor CEO Mark Fields says, quote, "We're thinking of ourselves as a mobility company and not as a car and truck company. We want to be viewed as being part of this community." Meanwhile, interestingly enough, at Consumer Electronics Show, a new Jaguar SUV was introduced, which is kind of curious because Jaguar and Range Rover belong to Tata. Ratatata, remember the guy from
yeah,
India,
Tata Motors?
So they are building the Range Rovers, and the new Rovers are really, since they took it over, it's really interesting to see the difference in engineering from the ones 3-4 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
If you go back to when they originally were made by a company called Range Rover, it was owned by the company in England, and then it was sold to BMW, and then they had BMW engines and transmissions in them. Then it was sold to Ford, and they had Jaguar engines and transmissions in them. Now, I remember the first one I owned had a Buick engine in it.
Weirdest thing I sell at CES?
Yeah.
People ate a 3D printed pizza.
Oh, huh? I don't know if I do that.
A 3D printed pizza. They watched it get made. They picked it up. They ate it.
Would
all
you
out
guys
of the printer.
Do it?
How would you like to win a trip to the Turks and Caicos or to Jamaica? Listen up.
According to the calendar, winter's only a few weeks old. Had enough? The Good Day Show and Beaches Resorts want to send you on an island getaway. 4 days, 3 nights in Turks and Caicos, Negril, Jamaica, or Ocho's Rios, Jamaica. It's all-inclusive. It's what you need. It's what you want. You take care of the airfare. Beaches Resorts does the rest. Beaches Resorts, the luxury-included vacation for everyone. Visit online at beaches.com. Details and full rules at Doug.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.